I want to bring on our next guest we've had on the show in the past. We have with us Randy Karp. He is with Informed About Food. He has a book called Misinformed About Food, The Shocking Truth About the Food We Eat and the Power of Supernutrients. And I must tell you that I am excited to talk to Randy because I am a big fan of his website. I'm a big fan of the products that he puts out. That powder, there's a powder drink that I drink out of it, that stuff that's amazing. Randy, welcome to the show. Randy. Are you there, Randy? I guess we lost Randy.
Lost Randy.
All right. Well, the book that we were going to talk about, Misinformed About Food, The Shocking Truth About Food We Eat and the Power of Supernutrients. I was looking over it, and I must tell you, there's some interesting information in regards to some of the supernutrients. There's some information about the super drinks that people typically get now with the certain berries, that the Asahi berry and the Noni juices, and he has a particular spin on that, and I definitely want to talk to him about that because it's interesting and one that I share as well. It's the magic pill, the magic potion, stuff like that. Randy, are you there?
Tim, how are you?
Randy, you're there. Man, I was talking to myself for a while, and I must tell you, I hate hearing myself talk. But I'm glad to have you back on the show. We're just talking about some of the stuff in your book called Misinformed About Food and The Shocking Truth About the Food We Eat and the Power of Supernutrients.
Right.
And I also got to tell you, I am a huge fan of the powder, the pomegranate powder mix that you have, the berry mix.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You had said so before. I appreciate those comments.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful drink. Lee, this is, you know, Dr. Fitness here doesn't like to get the sweetened drinks and stuff. And he's got a juice out there. Not a juice, but a powder mix that you can add it. And it has stevia in it as well. Wonderful, wonderful way to cut off the you don't have to use the sodas. You don't have to use the fruit juices. You can just mix that with a little bit of water, and it's fantastic. So, I you know, wonderful stuff. Now,
thank you. The big thing that makes it different is it's freeze-dried.
Right.
So you know, that captures the essence of the fruit, pulp and all.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, tell us about the book. Tell us a little bit about what inspired you to come up with the book and some of the stuff that's in the book as well.
Well, I've got degrees in research and in human services, and really for a long time I worked with behaviorally challenged children and saw that a lot of behavior seemed to be dictated by the lack of the right fats in the brain. So I started writing about it. It became a much broader subject. And basically the book, Misinformed About Food, contradicts most of what we thought we knew. And we've been fed a lot of misinformation. We've all lost people that we've loved prematurely who were listening to anecdote or some doc that really wasn't well-researched and what his recommendations were, or took chemotherapy that destroyed their entire immune system. So I just set out to write a book because we're all bumping along trying to get answers, and it seems like things get contradicted every day. And it's based on real research, not, you know, headline news.
Now, what's this? Now, Randy, what about fish nowadays? There's a lot of information now about, you know. First of all, we know that the essential fatty acids are important for brain function, heart function, but now we're hearing information about, well, maybe the type of fish that we eat, we may not be getting all the benefits of the essential fatty acids from them as well. And is there a certain type of fish I need to eat, and stuff I should avoid?
Yeah, I mean, you know, fish are living sponges, and they basically absorb the good stuff and the bad. So fish weren't born with omega-3s. They're just able to process algae by eating at the ocean floor, seaweed and all this kind of stuff that normally we can't process that well. So when we ate them, we got the benefits of them. But the problem is that in our polluted world, you're probably getting a good deal of contaminants. In the book, I have a study about Dr. Jane Hightower, who's a San Francisco doc, and she decided to start testing her patients and found an extraordinarily high percentage of them that were contaminated with mercury. So are fish great? Yeah, they can be, but you've got to consider what I say in the book a lot. You are what you eat, not just you are what you eat. You've got to consider what your food sources, your protein sources have been eating. That's what you're getting.
Right.
So you want to get fish from cold waters. There's an awful lot of marketing, and I'm not saying that this is harmful, but there's natural and synthetic carotenes. They actually have color charts for these farmed fishermen, and the natural carotenes are fine, but normally a lot of the flesh would be gray. So when you're getting a farm fish, they have very little omega-3s unless they're fed them. They're not getting them naturally off the ocean bottom. They're in cages, and the cages are very often sprayed with all sorts of different solvents that eventually get absorbed into the fish. So I'm not trying to scare people. Well, I kind of am. I just want you to be careful.
Kind of, a little bit.
Yeah. Do you enjoy fish? Do you eat fish often?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. But that's the only thing I do eat is I probably stay away from
his favorite fish is the gefilte.
Yeah, gefilte.
It's the gefilte. I've never caught one, actually. But, no, that's a great fish.
Yeah, they don't have any eyes, and it looks like a big block, and there's no tail. And that's the easiest way to catch them.
It's kind of like a fish fry. You're not really sure what you're getting, but you're enjoying eating it, right?
Exactly.
You know, the deceptive marketing is also very interesting on this whole fish thing. They do a lot of things that, for example, I don't know if you've ever heard of Patagonian toothfish. Not a very attractive name, but that's actually that's a Chilean sea bass. Chilean sea bass, they're not even bass.
Oh, really?
So no, that's, they just it's came up with a Raider Romance, so you buy it.
See that? That's smart. I like that. It's a good marketing tool.
Can't we use that for the good?
Yeah, yeah. Wait till you taste this new delicacy called Kentucky tuna. it's called Kentucky tuna. It's a big thing in Kentucky, and it was some catfish that farmers threw in that came from Asia into the Mississippi to curb algae growth, and now it's a delicacy in Kentucky.
Now, what's going on with this Asian carp? I hear that these things are tearing up Lake Michigan. These things are eating everything, but. Should we be eating Asian carp, or what's the deal with those?
Well, you know, I never kind of slam my namesake. Yeah, I mean,
that's right.
I'm not a big fan of carp or bottom feeders.
Uh-huh.
I'm also not a big fan of catfish. When I was a kid, I used to catch catfish, and I used to eat them, and then I found out what they ate.
Right.
So usually you want to stay away from bottom fishers. When you see shark in a restaurant, it's one of the worst things, and swordfish is just like, terrible.
Right.
So I'm not trying to tick off people that grow these things or catch these things or whatever, but the truth of the matter is, again, you are what you eat, ate.
So Grandy, is it better that we should be taking we should be getting our essential fatty acids in supplement form because of the microdistillation that goes through the processing of the fish oil? Is that what we should be doing, or what do you recommend?
Well, basically, if it's junky fish that they're using, then you're getting concentrated doses of junky fish. So what you want to do is, if you're going to get fish oil, you want to get it from Cold Waters, and you want to get it from a company you trust. And there's all sorts of names out there. I get mine, I buy Spectrum Fish Oil, which is a small caught fish, which are least likely to have a high degree of PCBs and contaminants. And it's from Cold Water. But there's many other brands. Dr. Barry Sears, who's the guru in the field, makes some great stuff. So just like anything else, you want to find out, you kind of want to look at the back label and figure out where it comes from.
Right. Now, also, you talk about in the book we're talking about romanticizing certain foods and making them superfoods. I've been pitched, I can't tell you how many times, if we had a nickel for every time people wanted us to drink noni juice or goji berries or asahi.
We'd have a nickel.
We'd have a lot of nickels. What's the research? What's the data behind these fruits that are coming from the Brazilian rainforest,
the Amazon,
and then all are it, people really getting?
It's like those studies that are from Switzerland. They're similar.
Gosh, there's so much, and that's why I wrote Misinformed About Food. You want the facts, and here's what I would say to your listeners out there: when some multi-level marketing person, and by the way, there's a lot of good ones who are very legitimate. But when they do come and they do pitch you, or somebody does at the grocery store, ask them for a real study. Ask them to show you evidence in human beings, not in mice, not in three, and not in five guys that run the same fraternity house. You know, a real study with a solid population base that shows that it really does offer you these benefits. I mean, I've got a grocery store out here that's selling Himalayan goji berry juice.
Oh, I haven't heard that one before. Himalayan. That's hard to get.
And if you Google it, it's a lot of romance, and it's all this great stuff, and it comes from the Himalayas, and it makes all these claims. Now, this is a company that's been shut down twice by the FDA. They tried to lobby the World Health Council in Europe, and they were slammed because they said there's more vitamin C and orange juice in this. Here's what you need to know. When you have 32 ounces for $49.95 and it's got 16 teaspoons of sugar. How good can this stuff be? And if you've ever seen the Himalayas, their workforce is 75% nomad. It freezes every other day of the year. I can't imagine them delivering a truckload to Walmart every week. So the fact of the matter is that some of this stuff, I mean, goji's, to me, you know, I've got a whole chapter in the book called The Truth About the Weird Berries. The goji berries, there's an awful lot of sugar. When you hear these claims that the auric value is better than blueberries, think about this, and I talk about it in the book. A blueberry is plumped up. It's filled with water. You're comparing a cup in an auric test of one to the other. A cup of a dried fruit is always going to have a higher amount of antioxidants than a wet fruit, but the wet fruit is pound for pound far healthier for you. And the dried fruit, and any dried fruit, is generally loaded with sugar.
Right. And we're talking about the ORAC score. We're talking about the measure of antioxidants when we talk about foods.
Yeah, oxygen, we're talking about right.
Yeah, so...
And it's a test, and a lot of marketers use this in a way. The Brunswick Labs, who performs these tests, never made it to be used. And you see a lot of claims that may be true, but they're also very misleading. So... You know, the real thing here with all these things is this whole nonsensical thing about, to me, a top 10 list of superfoods. Nonsense. We've got boring foods that are phenomenal for you, like broccoli, that my wife Kelly does these recipes and kicks them up, and I think they're terrific. And, you know, we're always looking for that fountain of youth. It's here. We've got wonderful foods, and the book outlines each one that I regard based on the information I've been able to find. That are the finest by food group, now, but they're not limited. There's a lot of great foods.
Now, first of all, tell us about your website and tell us about the things that we can find on your site and in the stores, because you sell, you know, you sell high, you talk about high quality olive oil as well on the site as well. There's a bunch of things that you sell there as well.
Yeah, I never really wanted to be in the products business. I ended up getting into it by default when I would do the research for the book. I've got a whole section on the best cooking oils and the healthiest and why. And I started doing tests and hiring independent labs only to find out that I was pouring extra virgin olive oil over everything, and there's no regulation in the U.S., so what's extra virgin? Well, you know, all I'm going to say is I had to create the finest, healthiest extra virgin olive oil out there because I wanted it for me. And I wanted
that's
to be
the
able
best
to
way. Yeah, that's what, when it has to do with coming up with something for you, it definitely becomes the best because you want it for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, what I realized was the stuff I was pouring in my food was doing me more harm than good. Most of it was badly degraded. Most of it was charcoal processed because it's a fat, and these guys are smart. They know it degrades. I've got studies in the book about federal marshals that are busting warehouses that say extra virgin olive oil, and it's mostly either hazelnut oil or laced with palm oil, and they're printing gold. There's no regulation in the U.S. We're not part of the International Olive Oil
Council. Wow.
Now, the guys in California are trying to do a good job and develop their own rigs, but there's no enforcement going on. So, you know, it's Russian roulette, and more often than not, you're eating an unstable fat that's badly degraded, and actually in front of fluorescent light in a matter of 3 days on a grocery shelf, it's worse.
Well,
so I developed an olive oil. I had to track a guy down in Italy that allows me to produce it in a Mediterranean climate in Northern California on a vacuum on a vacuum mill. So
was his
no
name
air.
Corleone? Was that the any relation?
Yeah, he's the guy that basically the negotiations were anything for a buck. Yeah.
So now I have to buy the powder mix, Randy, and now I got to get the oil with it too.
Well,
okay.
We end up coming up with these products. Again, in the book, I talk a lot about the synergy of supernutrients. And before, we're talking about superfoods. And to me, if there's such a thing, broccoli would be on the top of the list. You see the rates of cancer being reduced when women are breast cancer, when women are regularly eating lightly cooked broccoli. But then you see it become even further reduced when they're cooking it with tomatoes. So it's the synergy. And when you hear about something that's high in vitamin C, so what? I'd rather have a food that has a bevy of balanced nutrients that empower each other. And that's what the synergy of nutrients is all about. How foods empower each other. You hear all this stuff that frightens people about high glycemic, low glycemic. The fact of the matter is, it's the meal. Your cells don't know a high glycemic from a low glycemic food if it's part of what you're chewing is a medley and you've got one that's high and one that's low. They actually balance each other when they hit your cellular level.
Right.
So it's, you know, there's in the powder, It's a multi-berry powder. There's many berries. It's all organic. And it's also got pomegranate in it. But the key here is that it's freeze-dried, and I wrote about freeze-dried, so then I couldn't find a freeze-dried multi-berry powder.
Where can we get the book, Randy? Where's the best place to get Misinformed About Food, The Shocking Truth About the Food We Eat and the Power of Supernutrients?
Well, it just came out. It's on Kindle. It's doing pretty well, and it sold out. It came up on Amazon last week. I didn't expect that, and we're ordering. We've got a lot more copies coming. We still have a small inventory. They can order it from my website at rkinformedliving.com. They can order from Amazon. There might be a little wait, or they can download it from Kindle. And Kindle now has free software that lets you download onto a computer. And then it'll be in the bookstores in about 2 weeks.
Awesome. And you've got great stuff on the website, too, great products. Go check it out at rkinformedliving.com. Randy, always a pleasure talking to you, and we always learn a little bit more every time we have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking time out and coming on the show today.
What a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
All right, Randy.
Appreciate it.
Let us know if you have any new products that come out on the site, and we'd love to have you back on.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
All right. Take care.
I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Take care. That's Randy Karp. Check him out. Misinformed About Food is the book, The Shocking Truth About the Food We Eat, and The Power of Supernutrients. Lee, what are we going to do about our fish oil? I don't know. We're going to have to figure out something to do about making sure that we're not eating stinky fish oil. We've got to eat the good stuff, not the bad stuff.
I thought that's all we do eat is the good stuff.
I was thinking that. He didn't mention pizza. You notice how we didn't talk about pizza with
Well, he's not an expert.
That's right. Alex, so when you're checking out RK Informed Living on the web, on the website or on the internet, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our new book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. We will be in Knoxville, Tennessee in January at the Healthy Living Expo, and also we have a book signing sometime in January. Lee, what is it? When's our book signing?
Mid-ish
January?
Super Bowl-ish
time. So for the Super Bowl, you can go check, come
by and
say
hello. Forget about
the Super Bowl. Come see us.